Now to people trapped in New Orleans. Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand spoke with Stephen DeFerrari, who rode out Hurricane Katrina in his house in the Carrollton section of New Orleans. He's still there. There's 3 feet of water outside. He's trying to find a way to get out.
We live in a raised house, and the water got up to, the highest point it got to about a foot of coming into our house.
And so are you waiting to be rescued?
Yeah, we kind of banded together with two other couples in this neighborhood, and we got ourselves a canoe and a raft. And one of the girls in this group is, her brother is a deputy sheriff in Baton Rouge, and he's got a big truck, and he's coming to get us if we can get to a certain area. We couldn't all go at once, so some of them are already... Oh, come here, Pam. Talk to them. Come here.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Pam, Stephen's wife. You know, I was just calling my husband because there's two men coming up the street in the water and not knowing who's okay and who isn't. Our raft is on the porch. I'm sure if someone sees it, they're going to try and take it.
You're afraid of looters?
Well, yeah, I'm afraid of them trying to take our raft right now just because that's the only way out, and I have cats, several cats. He'll tell you. I'm going to put him back on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi. So what happened?
So there was some people walking by the corner, well, waiting by the corner, and they don't look like they're up to any good.
So they were eyeing your raft, your canoe?
Yeah, they were, and then they saw me and kept going.
Are you armed?
Yes, I am.
Would you shoot someone if they tried to come in or get your canoe or raft?
I don't think I'd shoot somebody over the canoe or raft, but I would shoot them if they were going to harm me or my wife.
So let me get your plan straight. You're going to get into the raft and go where?
To St. Charles Avenue. St. Charles Avenue is dry.
And do you expect to return to your house?
Yeah. I'll probably, as soon as the water goes down and we can drive back in, I'll return. And I don't know what we'll do. We won't have power for, they say, it could be months before there's power. I do know that our shop is gone. It was totally washed away. So I don't think I will have any work to do for a long, long time, at least here.
Well, you must be heartbroken and devastated at what you see and
oh, yeah,
your prospects.
It's like it hasn't really even hit me yet. I haven't slept since, I don't know, Saturday. I haven't eaten much. We do have plenty of water, so that's one good thing. But I guess when the shock hits, it's unbelievable. I wouldn't even know how to describe it. It's just totally unbelievable.
Well, Mr. DeFerrari, best of luck to you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.